Blog Talk Radio.
If y'all gonna be great on that field, you gotta have a why.
Hello, guys. You are logging in to Step It Up. Tonight, we have our show called Passion Saturday. Tonight, we are going to be talking about you guys. Anyone out there, just go ahead and call in. We just want to hear about you, what you love, what you want to do, your dreams, your futures, and everything. This is just a night dedicated to you guys. For today, we just want to start off with a quote. And that quote is, passion will move men beyond themselves, beyond their shortcomings, beyond their failures. So, just as a little motivation for all you guys out there listening, we just want you guys to feel inspired through tonight by just that quote and just sharing what you want amongst other people who will be sharing tonight. If we have any callers, just go ahead and call in. In the meantime, until we get some callers, I guess we'll just share our own kind of passions and what we want to do.
Okay, my passion, I'm William Riggs, and I'm a guest speaker here with Sky. My passion would be volleyball. And you gotta love the intensity of the sport, the friendship, the camaraderie between teammates, between even other teams that you get to know pretty well. And really chill. It's a great sport. Everyone gets along. Generally, it's hard to go wrong with playing volleyball.
Yeah, you know, I love the sportsmanship and how great of friends you can become when you play volleyball with people.
Hey, well, I'm Elena. I'm one of the co-hosts, and one of my passions is singing. It lifts me up, and I can always get motivation from it. And as you listen to songs, they can really bring you up when you listen to the right kind, or even making your own music, which I have done so myself, and it's pretty interesting. You make yourself laugh when you listen to the creation that you come up with. Or I know sometimes I'll listen to gospel music and that will be very uplifting, or just good songs in general with a good beat.
You got any songs for us to hear?
Not of my own. I prefer not to share those unless you like a good laugh.
You got to do that for us sometime. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, if I get enough calls, say 5 requesting it, I will share you with one of my third grade songs. That's a promise I will keep.
Okay, well, with us, we have a star guest on hold right now. His name is James Cannon. He's the one who's got us starting this radio show. So we'll hook him up to the connection here. Hey, Mr. Cannon, you there?
Hey, beautiful sir. I appreciate you so very much for your show. You coming in loud and clear. You sound like you're a powerful, motivated young man. And so I'm just excited to be on your show, Step It Up, tonight. And I just want to charge y'all to do exactly that. Step up to the plate where the Bible says, let your light so shine. Don't hide it under a bushel. It's time for you to shine. And that's what you're doing tonight, sir. So I just say congratulations. I'm proud and pleased just to be a part of your first show tonight.
Yeah, no problem, brother, Mr. Cannon. We are honored to have you on our show here tonight, and just honored for the opportunity that you have given us to step it up and hopefully create a great opportunity for ourselves, and not only for ourselves, but others at the same time. It looks like we have another caller here on the line, and we'll go ahead and connect them also. Caller, are you there? Number, last four digits, 5263. Okay, it looks like they're
hello?
Not there
can
for
every,
the moment.
Can everyone hear me? Hello?
Oh, hello. You there?
Hello. Yes, this is Sister Lee Hong. I wanted to start off by saying you guys are doing a phenomenal job keeping the young inspired and motivated. I want to share what my passion is just real briefly. My passion is to empower women, women of God, first ladies, young women, to effectively win the lost for Christ, to be a light in a time of darkness. And one of the ways that I do that and have done that is through my book, Broken Woman, Weep No More. And that book talks about healing the wounds of the past of women and young girls as sexual abuse. And because I am multiracial, part Cambodian and African-American, but born in Vietnam, I also have a heart for young women who are particularly biracial and multiracial. So it's to empower women and girls to rise to the level that Christ wants them to. That's my passion.
Thank you. That is a great passion. I know that I'm at least inspired by it. Hopefully, anyone else who is listening has heard that and can testify of that at the same time. You know, it's great to empower others. It's one of the greatest things that we can do as human beings, being social creatures as we are.
Yes. Now, if I may, this is Sister Lee Hong. There's a young lady on there that said that one of her passions, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is singing. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Well, I was hoping we'll be able to get a rendition of some of that singing tonight, possibly, before the show goes off.
Oh, there's one request right there. Four more, and she will do it for you. She made that promise, and I hope she's willing to keep it.
We should definitely have her sing for us. That'd be fun.
You know, I might even sing with her if we get enough callers.
Yes.
Okay, well, I haven't taken the opportunity of sharing my passion myself. My own passion would be to become an outstanding figure within my own community and those around me. I would love to help others find the gospel that we believe in of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. For 2 years, I plan on serving a mission. That's part of my passion that I will have to just dedicate that time to helping others. And at the same time, when I come back, I hope to pursue a career in engineering and become successful through that. And with that, I can also help by paying back the community for supporting me. By people such as James Cannon, our future listeners of this radio show, and anyone else who's taken a part in my life, and I'll return it to those through the youth and then other adults who surround me.
That sounds wonderful. And with that statement in itself, young man, then you are good ground. And anybody who sows into your life, I pray that God will bless them as well as they undergird you on your missionary trips, and that as you continue and venture forward in your desire to become an engineer, that wherever you tread your foot and lay your hand, that God will prosper you, and that you live a long, long, healthy life, and that your days become better and better as each year goes by, young man.
Thank you very much, and I hope the same thing, too.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling in. It looks like we have Mr. Cannon back online. Is there anything you wanted to share with us?
Well, you know, sir, I appreciate you so much in your audience because, you know, I think, I don't know if you had a chance, I had a chance to pass on a book to you by Dr. Lester Summerall, who traveled all over the country and the world being evangelist. And I think he started at a young age, like at 18, 19 years old, and he traveled 100 countries throughout the world, you know, bringing the gospel. I think the Bible says how beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news. And so you have to have mighty pretty feet, young man, when you're going to go out and carry a gospel that's so powerful. So I, too, bid you Godspeed and speed and pray that God will protect you and give you a big vision in your heart. You know, like Paul and Silas, they wanted to reach the world from one city. From their city, they had a heart to reach the world. Pray, and I charge you from this apparatus of a radio network, reach the world, young man, and let God open that up to you that you might have fruit to abound on for many, many, many years. So I just say bless you, bless what you're doing, bless your family, and I just pray that God would just continue to give you even greater vision.
Thank you. That is powerful. And I have gotten the book that by Lester Summerall, and I actually started reading it, and he was an amazing individual. I read that he went to countries such as Nicaragua, Bangladesh, Costa Rica, and he visited countries there to the, not those who were just starving, but those in, who were in need, and he dedicated most of his life, still is, and that to what he thought was his purpose in life and his passion, and gave everything for it. And that's what we want to try to inspire tonight here on this show, is just anyone who has any kind of passion to go forward and have great hopes and are strengthened by this moment we have tonight to achieve those passions that they have. And so now, just by any chance, if we have gotten any more listeners to call in, the number is 347-989-8180. Again, it's 347-989-8180. If you want to share anything, just make a comment. We're open for anything. So.
I think, too, if anybody wants to share anything, they just hit one on their phone, and then that'll let us know that they want to say something. So they just hit one on your phone if you want to jump in this conversation and share powerfully. That opportunity is open to you as well. We could go to a music break if you like, bro.
Okay. Yeah, totally. Anyone, again, just to reiterate that, just press one on your phone, and that will put you on the line for us to have you come on and just take a moment to share. Like we said, anyone, we're open for anything, hopefully to provide some encouragement and hopefully inspire you to share that, make touch others out there who are listening.
Well, I know that another passion of mine is also sports, because when I do sports, it's kind of a stress-free kind of thing. Well, and it helps you when I go to practices. I know that when I go in practice, I get to relieve that stress that I got in from school, and it gives me a break from life, I guess you could say. You get to focus on something fun, something you like to do. And so when I do that, I have fun. And I get a kind of good feeling when I do. I get to cheer others on. I get to meet others. And I get to earn a skill as well.
Beautiful. Real quickly, the young lady that's talking, you're coming in just a little with a little echo. I don't know if you have your speaker on, but if so, cut your speaker off and speak directly into your phone. You'll come in a lot clearer. Just speaking directly on your phone, not with your speaker on.
Oh, well.
I think we can hear you clearer now.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds like it's better. So we'll just take a quick break here for a little bit, play some music that's hopefully enjoyable to the audiences out there. Hopefully, we'll, in the meantime, we'll get some callers. So just enjoy this short break we'll have here, and hopefully we'll get more callers in afterwards.
Here and now.
Okay, and we're back, guys. It looks like we actually got a caller while we were having our little music break there. So we'll go ahead and let them on. Is 5263 there? Well, it looks like they're not there at the moment. So we'll go ahead and continue on with our show until they're ready. During the break, we had a moment to just discuss, and we decided that Elena and Nikki will give us a special treat, and instead of having those five callers, the one request was enough. So we'll have a little short debut by my co-hosts, Elena Tillman and Nikki Riggs, and I'll turn that over to them.
Like the stars, and fasting I'm changing, immovable and unwavering, a strong and holy light, a short and steady guide, when all the world is falling apart, we want to be close to where you are.
That was great, guys. I don't know if
it's, wow.
Beautiful.
You guys there? Yeah, it was great.
There.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you. So, what were you gonna say?
This is Sister Lee Hong Hilliard. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're there.
I want to thank the young lady for that beautiful, beautiful rendition, and hopefully we'll be able to hear more of that. She has a beautiful voice, so I just wanted to let her know that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Always good to get the uplifting.
That's so powerful. It makes me want to sing a song, too.
Oh. Hey, you're welcome, too, if you want to. We're willing. We're open.
Well, you know, real quickly, there is a song, you know, and I'm not a great singer, but the words are so powerful, and especially when you're going out into missions into the world. Take this song with you. It is, Thou, O Lord, You are shield all around me. You are my glory. You are the lifter of my head. You know, and it's such a powerful song because sometimes you don't feel like lifting your head. And sometimes you can go into dangerous situations, and you have to be reminded that, Lord, You are a shield all around me. You're the lifter of my head. When there's times you might not feel like lifting your head, or you don't have the energy to lift your head, but when you understand that God is the lifter of your head. So it's such a beautiful song, a simple song. I'm going to just give you the melody, and then I'm going to get off. Not a great singer, but here's the melody, y'all. Thou, my Lord, You are a shield all around me. Lord, You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. One more time. Thou, O my Lord, You are a shield all around me. Lord, You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. I appreciate y'all. Let me share that tonight.
That is great. That was beautiful. You know, words and songs always empower us all. They speak to us. And I know that the Lord our Father shared in the scriptures saying that songs and hymns are pretty much prayers to Him, and they are sweet to His soul. So I just want to thank you again for sharing that tune with us. It was great and empowering. And I want to again thank my co-hosts, Nikki and Elena, for having the courage to sing on line. And hopefully, if anyone else is listening, that just empowers them that, you know, no matter who you are or who you're in front of, you can just always be yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a lot easier to sing and share his message if you remember that it doesn't really matter what people think, just as long as you know you're sharing his message and that you're doing it to make him happy.
I totally agree with that, because when we try to make him happy, we make ourselves happy as well. Because all he wants for us is be happy and be like, really be uplifting in our lives. And I know a lot of people may not feel that, and I feel like when you listen to uplifting things, uplifting music, uplifting books, it really helps brighten your day and helps you move along.
Yeah, I think that's why I love singing and music so much, is because you're able to express yourself in ways that you can't with just speaking or writing, and I don't know, I really love it.
And it's just nice to hear these two young ladies sing, and for Mr. Cannon, for you taking time to do so too, and sometimes it's the words and the feel of the song, it affects others more than you guys realize. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in and listening. Will, it's always great to have guests on our show. So, you know, this is our first show. Hopefully we'll be able to keep growing. And if for those who are listening, you know, just share and spread, hopefully, this opportunity that you had tonight, and hopefully it was influential and positive and uplifting, and we can get others in on this for our next show, which will be, as of right now, we plan on Friday next week. We're going to have another show, and then Saturday following. So when we add more, we'll update you guys.
Yeah, please tell your friends, tell your family. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love your support. We want to get this as open as possible to get as much talking from as you guys would like. And we love to hear your voices. And for those callers who took their time to come in and give us their comments and things like that, we just really appreciate it and we love it. And if you guys wouldn't mind sharing what we're doing, who we are, our name, and getting it out there, we'd really appreciate that. We'll see you all next week.
All right,
absolutely.
So
don't forget to post it on your Facebook, guys and girls.
The valley, by his spirit, the victory is won.